I was born into a very rich family on the East Coast, but my mother died when I was very small, and I don't really remember her. I lived very happily with my father for many years, but one year, when I was 12, he brought home a new wife. My stepmother hated me from day one. She was very vain and thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world. One day, when I was 14, she paid a man to kidnap and murder me. The man met me at school one afternoon and told me my father had had an accident and that he'd take me to the hospital. I was so scared I got in his car. We were on our way out of the city when I realized it had been a lie. The man offered me a soft drink and I drank it. Little did I know that it was drugged. I woke up in a strange city. The man told me my stepmother had paid him to kill me, but he couldn't do it, so he abandoned me in a very bad neighborhood full of drug dealers and prostitutes. I think he must have told my stepmother he had killed me, and my father thought I'd run away. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where I was, and I didn't have any money. I was afraid to call home because I was sure my stepmother would kill me, and my father if I returned. She was a very evil woman. I wandered around all day, and finally, that night, I found a small, old house between two run-down tenement buildings. The door was open, and I went in. It was really strange. Inside there was a kitchen, a bathroom, and a big bedroom with seven small beds in it. I was so tired I didn't stop to try and understand the situation, and I fell asleep across the beds. A few hours later, I was awakened by the arrival of seven little men. They were little people, dwarves. I was afraid at first, but then I realized they were really good people. They worked with the young runaways and drug addicts in the neighborhood. I told them my story. They wanted me to call my father, but I refused, and they didn't pressure me. I lived with them for 2 years. By then, my stepmother somehow realized I was still alive, and she found out where I was. She sent me a letter bomb. When I opened it, it exploded. I was taken to the hospital and stayed there in a coma for over 5 weeks. My seven little friends took turns at my bedside, so I was never alone. The first thing I saw when I finally woke up was the doctor, Dr. Stephen Prince. He'd saved my life. We fell in love and got married. I found out my father had died a year before. They figured out my stepmother had killed him for his money. She died 5 years later in the electric chair. That's my unusual story.